AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue.
I am not the president's lawyer. I will add, I am not Congress's prosecutor.
Before the House Judiciary Committee today is Attorney General Merrick Garland. Committee Chair Jim Jordan started off claiming weaponization of the Justice Department.
There's one investigation protecting President Biden. There's another one attacking President Trump. Justice Department's got both sides of the equation covered.
Jordan says even with the indictment of President Biden's son Hunter last week, the fix is in. Garland says the Justice Department is independent and upholds the rule of law.
That means we apply the same laws to everyone. There is not one set of laws for the powerful and another for the powerless, one for the rich and another for the poor, one for Democrats and another for Republicans.
Garland's testimony also comes just a week after Speaker Kevin McCarthy launched an impeachment inquiry into President Biden with a special focus on the Justice Department's handling of Hunter Biden's tax and weapons case. Speaker McCarthy is upbeat about budget talks to try to avert a government shutdown.
I think we're making some progress. We made some progress last night. Look, it's not September 30th. The game is not over, so we continue to work through it. And I've been at this place many times before, and we're going to solve this problem.
September 30th is the deadline to reach a deal. Later today, the Federal Reserve will announce the next step on interest rates in an attempt to hold off inflation. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he accepted an invitation from his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping to visit China next month. State media in China says two tornadoes within hours killed 10 people and seriously injured four others in eastern China. Federal regulators declined to approve a nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions, calling for more research. 4 months ago, an FDA advisory committee recommended approval of the device, dubbed Neffy. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are ticking higher on Wall Street as markets wait to see the Federal Reserve's latest forecasts for where interest rates may be heading. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% Wednesday, continuing a quiet run this week. The Dow rose 144 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.3%. It's nearly a foregone conclusion among traders that the Fed will keep its main interest rates steady. The question is what Fed officials will say about where they see rates heading in coming years. Coty rose 5.1%. The beauty products company raised its forecasts for the year, citing strong demand for its new Burberry Goddess fragrance and other products. Treasury yields eased a bit. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Kraft Heinz is recalling more than 80,000 cases of individually wrapped Kraft Singles American cheese slices. Part of the wrapper could stick to the slice, becoming a choking hazard. Ed Donahue, AP News.